I'm John Gormley. Good to have you here. We've spoken how many times in the past when we get into Saskatchewan history about the role of settlement and immense population growth in this province. If you start at that benchmark 1905 and watch what population does by 1911, then into the period of the First World War, and many of the immigration patterns, and there's a very interesting exhibit on artist Ray Dirks, responsible for this, a guy from Winnipeg, who has created Along the Road to Freedom. And it's a traveling exhibit which finds itself now at the Diefenbaker Canada Centre at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. Yesterday was the official kickoff, and this is going to be here for some time. And it highlights the amazing contribution, as the name implies, on the road to freedom. Mennonite women of courage and faith, and the families that fled what is now modern-day Eastern Europe or parts of what became, in those days, the Soviet Union. We find Ray Dirks in Saskatoon this afternoon. Ray, thanks for taking our call.
No problem.
Hey, tell me about the genesis of this. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, in late 2008, four people who were all children during World War II, children who were brought out of the Soviet Union by their mothers, came to me and said, we want to initiate something before we pass away. Those last people who were Mennonites who got out of the Soviet Union, amongst those people who came out in the 1940s on what was called the Great Trek. And these were people who, in many cases, the men had been taken away. They were in the gulag, or they were dead, or they were disappeared. And so these were women who were responsible to get their children out of the Soviet Union to safety in the West. And they already, so many, and this isn't just Mennonites, it's every community. We start to forget where we've come from and take it for granted or don't even care. And they were afraid that when they passed away, as they're all senior citizens now already, those stories would be lost of these women who brought their children out of Russia.
That's remarkable, because so many of us tend to think, who don't come from the German culture or the Mennonite culture, that the bigger movement was right after the Russian Revolution. So I'm not that familiar with how this worked in the Second World War.
Well, there's actually, first the Mennonites started in various parts of Europe, and through persecution ended up in Poland, Prussia, then ended up in South Russia, or in what is now Ukraine, and then some left already in the 1870s to come to Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and then big movements came after the revolution when times were really bad and many people were getting killed and losing all their property. Others, the majority, stayed behind, either out of choice or because they couldn't get out. And then when Stalin came to power, things got worse. And in 1930s, like for all people in Ukraine, life was horrible. Many men disappeared, were taken away. People didn't know what happened to them. Sometimes they'd return. Often they didn't. They were killed. And when it got into World War II, and as the German army, first of all, went into the Soviet Union and then was withdrawing in 1943, these people who were in these what would be called Germanic communities decided we have to flee. And so they started fleeing sort of behind between the Germans and the Russians, fleeing west, with the hope in most cases of reaching Canada. 35,000 fled, 12,000 actually succeeded, and they ended up going some to Canada, some couldn't get into Canada, so they knew they had to get out of Europe because they were going to be repatriated to the Soviet Union, which is an agreement with the Soviet Union and the Allies to repatriate people who had been born in Russia. So they were desperate to get out because they knew they'd be exiled to Siberia. So some couldn't get to Canada, so the Mennonite Central Committee, along with the Dutch government, arranged to get Mennonites, because many were ultimately of Dutch descent, to Paraguay. So many ended up in Paraguay and many ended up in Canada. And then a lot of those that went to Paraguay, their goal was still to get to Canada and did eventually reach Canada. And others have stayed in Paraguay, and there's a thriving Mennonite community in Paraguay.
Ray Dirks with us, who by day is curator of the Mennonite Heritage Center Gallery in Winnipeg, in Saskatoon today with the new exhibit called Along the Road to Freedom. So how do you choose what artistic work and what paintings will be either developed for or chosen for an exhibit like this?
Well, in this particular instance, it's based on sponsorships. The Mennonite Heritage Center Gallery is part of Mennonite Church Canada, and people could make donations through Mennonite Church Canada to the gallery, and for donations of a certain amount, that they could influence the subject of a painting. They weren't buying any; nobody has bought anything. Some families would be one or two people would sponsor a painting. Others would be like 30 people from a family, and then I would sit down with the family and talk about their mother, grandmother, whoever it was, and try to get her story and gather as many visual references as I could, which in many cases was not very many if it's from the 1920s or 40s, then get stories, what interested them, did they have favorite Bible verses or songs, and I'd come up with these collage-like paintings that are trying to be, hopefully are kind of a journey through that woman's and her children's lives, trying to get to freedom in Canada.
And 26 paintings in all?
Yes.
So that must have, in terms of the Mennonite experience at that time, you must traverse, again, not just families and lives, but a great number of individual stories as well.
Oh, for certain. And what I like about these is that you will look at the 26 and you'll see there's a lot of repetition. But at the same time, you'll see each story has unique elements. And I think that is a story of every people, virtually, who comes to a place like Canada. Unless we're First Nations, our story is all immigrant or refugee at some point, and we have these people who are responsible for us being here. So while these stories are very specifically about Mennonites who've had the Russian experience, they are universal stories. Like, for instance, not long ago, I had a woman originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo come up to me after seeing the paintings, and she just very, with great emphasis, just said to me, pointing at one of the paintings, "This is my story." And I hope that's what people get out of this. So yes, they are looking at these stories that come specifically from Russia, are specifically of Mennonites whose journey went through Russia, but they really are stories that are universal.
Ray Dirks, live on CJME and CKOM, the curator of Along the Road to Freedom. So what's been the uptake from the Mennonite community when you go into communities like this that have a fairly significant Mennonite population and you get further away from Manitoba?
A lot of emotion. There's only one story. There's a couple of stories that have connections to Saskatchewan. There's one that is directly Saskatchewan. But the stories are the same of virtually all of the people who would be from that Russian Mennonite background here, except those who arrived in the 1800s. The ones who came in the 20s and 40s, these stories are their stories. Whether you're from Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Manitoba, Ontario, it's the same story.
How long are you running at the Diefenbaker Center, Saskatoon?
I believe it's till June 19th.
Good stuff. Well, I know you're going to have a lot of people dropping by. Thank you so much for sharing this, and all the best as this exhibit moves around the country.
Many thanks to you as well.
Ray Dirks joining us in Saskatoon, artist and curator of the Along the Road to Freedom exhibit. That's a project of the Mennonite Heritage Center Gallery, where by day he is the curator, but he's traveling with this as it opened in Saskatoon yesterday and will be around at the Diefenbaker Center at the U of S campus until June. I'm John Gormley. This is News Talk 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.